today I'm intentionally going to seek God before I say anything to anybody, because sometimes we speak out of just anger and just necessity instead of seeking God first. And that's what I'm going to intentionally do today. I'm a new listener and I'm loving every day of it.
Hello, my intentional daily living program consists of always trying to be in tune to my mouth and what I say and how it will affect other people, to try to make sure that my words are chosen carefully. And it's just by the grace of God, through living every day with that in focus, that I can do that. It's not my words, but it's the words of Christ that come through my mouth. And I'm so thankful that that has been brought to my attention. And I hope that that shows in my daily life. My name is Kathy, and I love your radio station.
Lord, let the words of my mouth... could stop right there, couldn't I? You know the rest of that verse. And the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. But it opens with the words of my mouth. I just told the staff before we started, Lord, let me know when to shut up and when to speak. All right? This is all about words today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, the power of words. Proverbs 25:11 says it well. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver. That's something you would see on HGTV, right? A beautiful place setting in the middle of that totally redecorated house. You see what my life is about at home when my wife is watching HGTV, right? But isn't that a word picture? Apples of gold and settings of silver. Our words can either lift up or they can bring us down. They can either destroy or they can encourage. And so the question is, how are you handling your words? Let's open the phone line today. Maybe you have a question about words. Maybe you want to share how you've gotten the control of your tongue and what difference that has made in your life, how you've been intentional with the power of words, or how words have impacted you today. Lifting each other up with our words. The phone number here is 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Let's go to New Mexico, our first caller. And who's this?
Hi, my name is Paula. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I believe that words have a long-lasting effect. My parents never encouraged us verbally, edified us, none of that. There was eight of us. And there were things that my father did say that still stick with me. And he died 3 years ago, 84 years old, and those words are still with me. He always commented on me and my sister's weight. He even said something to my daughter one day about her weight. My mother would quickly correct him, but those things, of course, are lasting. And then secondly, I went through a very verbally and emotionally abusive marriage for 23 years. And until I sought counseling on my own and got help, I did not understand how those words from my father all those years influenced who I chose as a husband, not knowing, because I wasn't saved when I met my husband. But I can tell you those words have lasted not only in my mind and in my heart, but in my children's as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's more to Paula's story. We're going to share that in just a moment, because she's decided to change how she's, this next generation, handling words. We'll get to that in a moment. Let me do this as we open the phone lines, talking about words today. I can almost guarantee there's someone, maybe you, and you can just feel it. The word that was said to you when you were 8 or 12, or repeated when you were a teenager, and maybe the intention was good, but the expectation was not met as far as what you expected to be hearing from a father or a mother or a family member. And those words have stuck with you and maybe even impacted the decisions you're making today. Maybe as a result, feeling like you weren't capable, not smart enough, and chose to go in a different direction than you would have if somebody had encouraged you. The power of words. I can't think of anything more important. How have words impacted your life? Maybe you've gotten a hold of your own words and you want to join in the discussion today. This is Intentional Living. And by the way, everybody gets through, I'd love to talk to you on the air. Everybody gets through to me. I want to send you a teaching that I did actually a couple years ago called One Word for 1 Year. Because I believe if we have one word on our mind every year, one word that kind of drives our thinking for the year can be a very positive thing. And this teaching will help you think about picking a word for your life for the next 12 months. It's MP3. We'll get it to you as a download. All you have to do is call. And if I get to talk to you, we'll make sure we get this to you. The phone number is 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And give us a call. We'd love to talk to you on the air. I have four questions to ask before you speak, and I'm going to get to those in just a few minutes. But first, I'd like to get back to Paula in New Mexico, because she shares with us how she's chosen to go in a different direction with this next generation.
The way that I'm intentionally dealing with that is that I have two beautiful grandchildren from my son and his wife, and I intentionally try to praise them. The baby is only a year old, but my granddaughter is almost four, and I tell you what, she is so smart. She picks up on everything, and she will even tell her parents when their words are not appropriate, and I just love that in her, and I just always remind her that Jesus is listening to everything that we say and everything that we do, and I continually pray for my children that they will be healed as I continue to be healed through God's word. So thank you. And of course, I always thank God for you guys and for your program. You're such a blessing, Dr. Carlson. Thank you so much.
It's a statement, simple yet meaningful. It's a powerful reminder that you have purpose and direction. While the millions of other fish are heading into the net, you're living free and living intentionally. It's your stake in the ground. You refuse to live the lie and will now celebrate the truth. It's two simple words that declare you're pursuing the one thing today that will change your world tomorrow. It's the Intentional Living Wristband, and it simply says one thing. To purchase, go to theintentionallife.com.
Here's one thing you can do if you have to work with a difficult person. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Can I encourage you to do this one thing? Don't allow their bad attitude to control your attitude, your thinking, your emotions, and your behavior. Remember this reality, it's a truth. The weakest person in a relationship will control that relationship. So if you work with a weak person, and being a difficult person is often a weak person, don't allow them to control your attitude and your day. Be loving, be strong, be intentional. If you're required to work with a difficult person, get to know them personally. The reason for that is it will make you a person and not just a target of their difficult attitude. You can have a great attitude in the workplace and learn to work with difficult people. Do it intentionally.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, that's the Intentional Living Minute. And Leslie, we get a lot of posts on our Facebook every day, but Leslie wrote, and she was asking, you know, how do I receive the Intentional Living Minute via email? Well, the good news, Leslie, is you can. We have set it up now so it can be deposited right in your email every morning, Monday through Friday. It'll come right to you. So when you get going during the morning there, it'll be for you. All you can do, all you have to do to sign up is go to theintentionallife.com and /minute. Okay, theintentionallife.com/minute. Give us your email. Boom. There it is. And it should be coming your way. And speaking of coming your way, we've just released a brand new 16-month wall calendar. It's called Hope That Lights the Way. And Jimmy Anaya, who's our art director here, he does such a beautiful job. Jimmy, if you're listening, thank you for putting this together. It's beautiful with these photographs. So we have a verse for every month and just something to encourage you from our ministry of Family Life Radio and Intentional Living. And it's our gift to you. If you'll share a gift with Intentional Living today, which is, by the way, goes right into ministry, you ask for this, we'll send it to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on donate, and we'll get it to you. It'll be fun. We have it in our home. We'd like to get it to you as well. It starts September 1st. The calendar goes all the way through 2020. Today, we're focusing on words, the power of words, and the impact they have on our life.
Hello, I was just calling about today's program about words. When I tell my husband to wake up means that he's either open, but he's still laying in bed. Wake up to me means that you're up out of bed. So the other day I told my 3-year-old son, come on, Sam, let's get up. And he tells me, I am awake, as he's laying in bed with his eyes open, just like his dad.
You know, that reminds me that the part of words is that the word spoken isn't always the word that's understood. In other words, we got to make sure that the words mean the same thing to the people that we're speaking to. I'm thinking about pilots. If you're a pilot, you know that when you get a command from the ground control, you often, as I understand it, repeat it back to make sure that what was said was what was understood. And that's really what we should be doing in these high-stake relationships, like in marriage, in work, with our kids. So when your spouse says something to you, did the words that she or he use actually mean what you thought they meant? Because sometimes we say things, but the words and the meaning behind the words are different to the person hearing them. That's why one of the simple things that we can do in communication is to clarify, is this what I heard you say? When you said that, is that what you meant? And when you do that, what you're doing in the process is you are making sure that you're on the same page, which is important. All right, you can join us. By the way, everybody who gets through to me, I want to send you by the MP3 download of One Word for 1 Year, How to Design and Find and Discover and Land on One Word for Your Life for 1 Year. Give me a call. We'll make sure we get you the download. Just call, share what you're thinking about the power of words, what you've learned about words, how words have impacted your life. 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. And in Arizona, I think we have someone on the line. Go ahead. Who's this?
My name is Peggy, and my comment is you're talking about how we communicate, and I've got a card on my bulletin board that I've had there for I don't know how long, and I don't know where it heard it. But it says, I know you believe you understand what you think I said, but I'm not sure you realize that what you heard is not what I meant. It's been something that's kept me quite mindful of what I say.
Exactly, Peggy. You made my point for me. How many times have I said things or heard Donna say things to me and the meaning was totally different than I mean, I heard it from my maleness perspective, and she was sharing it with her female perspective, and come on, we married a long time, and I still miss it. So let's make sure we're clear on all that. 888-888-1717. Maybe you can remember someone who spoke into your life and the difference it made in your life. One person, one word, one phrase that made a difference. I'd love to hear what it was. 888-888-1717. Jamie in Georgia, appreciate your call.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
It was a principle, huh, for you?
It was. When I was in middle school, I was a pretty rough student, didn't really care about it, had a great home life, just didn't care about school and thought it'd be fun to get in trouble. And so I spent a lot of time with this principal, so we knew each other well, but he made a point every year to go to the eighth grade class and tell the eighth graders that the things that they had done in the past, that they'd done well, to continue doing them. The things that they've done in the past that they didn't do well, that they didn't have to continue them, because starting in ninth grade, everything started counting toward college if that was your plan. And so I ended up changing schools, but when I went to high school in the ninth grade, instead of like never studying, I studied all the time. Mm. Instead of, you know, getting in trouble all the time, I was like very intentional not to get in trouble. And ultimately, I ended up being a middle school and high school teacher. So I give my eighth grade students the same speech, or if I'm teaching high school, then I'll give them that beginning of the year speech. And I just share with them that, you know, you don't always have to be what you've always been. So, and it just encouraged me, and it totally changed what I became.
Interesting. One principle, one activity every year, speaking into your life, it makes a difference. You don't have to stay the same course. Start ninth grade fresh, made a difference in your life. You remember that, don't you?
Absolutely. And I share it with tons of kids.
Very powerful. I can remember in school, it's funny how you remember certain things. I can remember teachers that encouraged me. Just a word they would speak, good job, proud of you. I could see the work is paying off. Those things make a big difference in kids. They really do.
It goes a long way, and it doesn't take much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it. Thank you for your work as teaching, as teachers. We love you guys. Appreciate what you're doing to help the next generation. Can you think of someone who's spoken to your life? Intentionally, a word, maybe a parent, teacher, coach, someone who's spoken to your life. What did they say that you still remember that's impacted your life? 888-888-1717 is the number. Tina, welcome to the program. Hello, Tina. Okay, I don't think Tina's there. Let's go to Laura in Arizona. Hi there, Laura.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What do you remember?
Well, I received a lot of negative input from a very early age, and I was told what I couldn't do, what I shouldn't do, what I was and what I deserved. And I went through, I'm 63, and I went through most of my life, not counting now, but most of my life, receiving everything that I was told I should receive and believing everything that I was told as a child, because I kept having people come into my life then that would have that keep continuing, and I didn't have it in me to say, no, it's not true.
So it kind of a self-fulfilling, it became sort of that self-fulfilling prophecy
exactly.
that was put on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Until I met Jesus.
I was going to say, where was the turn? What happened?
6 years ago when I met Jesus.
How did that happen? What happened?
Oh, I came to the end of myself. It's not a pretty picture.
But as you gave your life to Christ, you really started the renewing of your mind. You started to tell yourself the truth. What happened in the positive direction that started to change?
Well, God started talking to me when I was praying, when I was reading the word and I was getting to know him. He started comforting me and talking to me and sending me people who would give me positives, Christians, that would talk into my life and help lift me up.
Wow.
Words are so important. And if I could say anything to anybody who's a young parent, please don't ever put your children down. They're so impressionable.
They are. You know, I heard someone say one time that children are great recorders. They're great absorbers of whatever's being said, but they're terrible interpreters. You know, as an adult, we can see someone say something and we can say, wow, they're insecure or they're off base or they're just angry. But a child with this adult authority figure who may be insecure as an adult, may be angry, have their own issues, a child can't interpret that. They just receive whatever's being said. And so you're absolutely right, Laura. Speak into our children hope, speak into their life a future. I mean, that doesn't mean we don't have words of correction. We have to do that, but not words of criticism. The destruction of relationships begin with criticism. The research is very clear on that. Very powerful.
When they're babies.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Laura, for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you.
You know, just to build, he has. Thank you, Laura. Just to build on what she said, James chapter 3, James says, a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire, and the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire. Wow, that's a negative picture. But you know, it also can turn, I think it can bring calm to people. It can bring encouragement to people. Who has spoken into your life a word of encouragement? And what difference has it made? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
And I'm revisiting some scripture that I taught, and some of you will remember it, back in August of 2013, where we take the book of Ephesians and we split it into two halves. The first three chapters of Ephesians really is what we call the orthodoxy of our faith. It's about God's intentional love. The first three chapters of Ephesians is really about our position in Christ. And then in chapter 4, going for the last three chapters, Paul completely turns in a different direction. He says, therefore, as a result of everything I just said in chapters 1, 2, and 3, therefore, here's how I want you to live your life. And chapters 4 through 6 are really chapters that we use a lot in intentional living because it teaches us how to live our intentional life in Christ.
That's an excerpt from this month's lesson for the members of Intentional Living, those who pray for and financially support the ministry on a monthly basis. And the teaching this month is on the reason why for intentional living. I'm very excited about the lesson. It's a little different than my average lesson, because this lesson is just taking the whole book of Ephesians and unpacking what intentional living means. It was life transformational to me when the bell went off in my head when I was reading Ephesians, that the first three chapters really give us the why of intentional living, and the last three chapters give us the how of intentional living. I think you'll be encouraged by it. I just received our CD at our home, I think yesterday. So members, watch for it. Yours should be there this week. If you're not a member, come and join us today. Love to have you be on the team. We need your help. I mean, just practically your support is allowing us to do this, but you're also, by virtue of sharing a financial gift every month, whatever the amount is, we challenge you to pray about $1 a day or more, $30 a month. But whatever the amount is, if you ask for it, we'll make sure that you receive the teaching each and every month. It'll come automatically. Or if you share a single gift this month that God's laid on your heart and you request it for just this month, we'll send you this month, okay? Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. The power of words. Give us a call, 888-888-1717.
Hi, I'd just like to say thank you very much for your program. You're talking about how words impact our lives, and in our family, we tend to miscommunicate or not communicate at all often, and it does cause problems and stuff, and I just really appreciate the tips that you leave and the help that you give through your ministry and everything, and I continue to pray for our family, and I guess intentionally, I'm trying my best through prayer and through listening to people like you about how can I change my words so that they come out more positively instead of saying, don't do this or you, and things like that. So God bless. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be here and sharing that every day. The power of words. By the way, everybody calling, getting through to me, we're going to send you the hook up for the download of the MP3, One Word for 1 Year. How to develop one word for 1 year that can change your life. This is a teaching I did a few years ago, and we'll get it to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Overcoming the past, moving to the future. Donovan, I understand that's happened in your life, that Christ has made a difference.
Oh, man, you wouldn't even believe it, Pastor Randy.
How has that impacted you? I mean, as Christ come into your life, how has that impacted how you speak and respond to people?
Well, I tell you what, I own my own palm tree business here in Tucson, and I hire many, many people that are in need, you know, and I try to help them out. And I tell you what, there was a dark time in my life, about 8 years. I was growing up in Wisconsin, and here's what happened. God said, let there be light, because he spoke into my darkness. And he brought light. I became a born-again Christian here in Tucson through the ministry of, Teen Challenge. And anyway,
Teen Challenge, great people.
I went on to be a staff member there and everything. And I kind of slid away. I tried the restoration program about 4 times and kept going back, you know, like a dog returns to his vomit. Okay, so a fool returns. I don't know what it was, but there was something tying in with that earlier darkness I had in my life that I really hadn't dealt with.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that's been helping me these days as I'm coming back to the light again, Pastor Randy, is that a wise man ponders his thoughts before he utters forth foolishness.
Wow, that's great. Good reminder, Donovan. Thank you, man. You know, what you've done, too, and I think it's important to point out, we're talking about words that are spoken to our life that impact us, but sometimes it's the words that we speak to ourselves that make a difference. And as you came to Christ, what you've learned is you're not going back to that negativity. You're not going back to that destructiveness. And you're starting, as the scripture says, to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Powerful. Hey, listen, I mentioned 4 questions to ask before you speak. Number one, what is it that needs to be said? When you're ready to speak to a person, what needs to be communicated? Be clear, not what your emotions are saying or what frustration you're feeling, but what is it that needs to be said? Sometimes it has to be corrective. It shouldn't have to be critical, but it could be corrective. With your children, you have to correct them. But what is it that needs to be said? Number two is, how should I say it? Be very intentional and focused on how to say it. You might even want to practice the words. I'm talking about meaningful things, not about what you're ordering for dinner, please. But when you're talking about things that need to be said, how should I say it? What words are going to be reflective of how the person I'm speaking to will interpret them and understand them? This is an important one, too. Number three is, when should I say it? Your timing is critical when you're trying to talk to someone. The wrong word, the right word at the wrong time doesn't work. Just like the wrong word at the right time doesn't work. But the right word at the right time with the right person in the right way can make a difference. And then number four, will my words be understood and received well? That's knowing the receiver. Because frankly, not everybody can receive the words equally. Four thoughts for you today. Tell you what, we got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to stay right here in the studio and continue to talk on this topic. And we're going to take the calls today, and you'll be hearing them tomorrow. So we'd love to have you call in and share with us. Everybody who gets through, and here's my question, real simple. Who has spoken into your life, and what are the words they spoke that made a difference? Was it a seventh grade teacher, a parent, a grandparent, a neighbor, a sibling? What did they say? I had a dad that encouraged me a lot. I can still hear his words of encouragement. Frankly, I just can't remember criticism ever coming from him. And so I can't relate to some of you who've had that critical words from a parent. But I can relate to those of you who've had that positive in your life. And the reason we want to focus on that is because that's how we should be living our lives today. One word for 1 year, I'll get it to you as our gift on MP3 download. If you give me a call and tell me who was it and what did they say and what difference has it made? 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. We're going off the air live, but we'll stay here and would love to continue to speak to you today, okay? By the way, Lilla wrote me on Facebook asking about the Alaskan cruise. She lost her husband 42 years ago and wondered if it was just for couples. No, it's not. It's open to everyone, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. It's coming up June 28th, my wife Donna and I, next year to Alaska. Check it out. And all you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. Talk about that more next time. See you right here next time from Intentional Living.